Sunshine.com.
Hey, this is Mark.
Yes, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to follow up with you, see if you're going to be bringing on that new printer or what was going on.
I don't know. I think we may just tune up the old one.
Yeah, you're still
I just made the, I just made the last payment on this printer. Today. Actually, yesterday.
Wow, congratulations. Was that a 3-year loan?
Yeah. 2-year.
2-year, okay. Oh, yeah, so it's not even that old yet. Did you buy it used or new?
Bought it new,
brand new. And you already want another one? Is it just like a little bigger, or you just...
Actually, the one I'm looking for is 64 inches wide, and it's twice as fast.
Ooh.
Will do twice as many square feet, and it uses 3-liter boxes of ink rather than 750 milliliter containers.
Hmm.
So it's for more production. As it is, this is rated at 4,000 square feet a week or something like that, and we do 8,100 square feet a week. So we're pushing the envelope on this baby anyway.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds like it. Are you going to be keeping both pieces if you do that and just kind of get them both working for you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I would get a lot of printers.
Yeah. Do they do different functions? Is that kind of what you do there? Printers do different functions or something?
Yeah, we have one printer that we use for making positives for screen printing, and it also print and cut, so you can make stickers and stuff. Mm. It's a solvent printer, and then we have an aqueous printer that we do for blueprinting, and then we have the HP that we do, that's our latex printer, and that's the workhorse. That's the one we do 99% of our work with. Then we have the screen printer, but you know, it's a semi-manual.
Hmm. So what is this one going to be?
It's just be a wider latex.
Oh.
If I get it, I don't know. I'm still toying with the idea. It'd be the same printer as this, only it's bigger and faster. A little bit bigger, a little bit faster.
Yeah, definitely. Do you guys have that kind of workload that you need that step up? I mean, it sounds like it.
We do quite a volume, but I think the real issue is not so much the workload that this machine does, but the fact that if we had larger material, so 64 inch rather than 54 inch, we could do 3 signs across instead of 2 when we print it this way. We could do larger banners. There's just a lot of stuff that we can't do now that we could do if we had a wider printer.
Sure.
Faster. Faster, and it'd be cheaper ink too.
Yeah, because it comes in like a bulk type.
It comes in 3-liter boxes. Yep.
Huh. Interesting. Really interesting. So, what's kind of your deciding factor? What are you kicking around?
I don't know. Right now, I'm fighting with cash flow. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, this thing works fine. I just have to put some felt gizmos in. I'll do it over the weekend. Everything's working fine. I don't know. What do you think, Megan? You want to give me money so bad.
I do want to give you money so bad, but I don't really know about printing. I don't know about all that you're talking about, but I do want to give you some money, definitely.
You call me more than anybody. You're the sweetest person to call me all the time.
Okay.
Everyone else I hang up on. You're the only one I stay on the phone with.
Oh, good. Maybe you'll take some money from me one day then. We could just stop just like chit-chatting all day.
How much do you want to give me?
How much do you want? I know that you said was $15,000, right?
No, actually the big printer is 39 chains, so with everything probably around 42.
Okay. So what were we talking about before? You said something about you just got a quote for a new printer for $15,000.
That's right.
Yeah.
I did. Yep.
And then you changed your mind and said, I want the big one.
Well, no, they just released this out. I've never seen this before. They just released it. I just got the email yesterday with the release on it.
Oh.
No, I fall in love with it immediately. It's got all the specs that I was looking for when I bought this one.
Huh. It's pretty
and
cool.
This is the best you could buy at the time, yeah.
Sounds like Christmas in June. Except you have to buy it
yeah.
for yourself. That's kind of a bummer. Not
Why?
Like Christmas. Well, I mean, it's
so
not good. Like Christmas if you have to buy your own Christmas present.
No, I think of it this way. If I could buy this printer, drop my prices because it costs me less to fabricate,
uh-huh.
Advertise less prices, and capture a bigger market.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Definitely. And make bigger banners.
Make better, bigger banners, right. That's true. You could do that.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know if it was you, were you telling me that signs just have like an extremely high margin? Is that you that was telling me that?
Yeah.
One of my sign
yeah.
guys was telling me that. That was just like
I'm
absolutely
sure.
ridiculous. Oh yeah, you said $3 for a real estate sign.
Yeah, that's $3, $3 for real estate sign, and if people buy one or four or five, they're $57 a piece.
Yeah, that's some great margin right there. Is that pretty
yep.
much how all of the signs are? Like those big banners are pretty high margin like that as well?
I shouldn't be telling you this. But I guess actually it's good for you to know this because it makes lending money a lot better looking. Yeah, banner cost me 13 cents a square foot and I sell it for $4 a square foot.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, there are people that sell it cheaper, but I don't care.
If you can get that much for it, why not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, good. So you just found out about this piece of equipment, so you're just kicking it around still? What do you think about that?
I haven't even seen the brochure yet. They just released the memo or the email from HP. So.
They send you like new product updates and things like that on your email or something?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they want me to buy new stuff, obviously.
Yeah. Bed Bath & Beyond does that to me, too, like every day.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker.
You know. Well, you know, I spent over $100,000 with HP on printers in the last 6 years.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy. Well,
right,
when do you think you'd be purchasing if you did end up doing that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You can call me around Best Deal Day. I should have a better idea then.
What is Best Deal Day?
You don't know when Best Deal Day is?
No. Are you saying Best Deal Day?
Best Deal Day.
Like when we give you the best deal?
No, not Best Deal, Bastille. Or Bastille. It's the French Independence Day. It's like our 4th of July, only it's for France.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea. So when is that?
July 14th.
Oh, okay. So right around our 4th of July, you could have just said that. But I could call it mid-July.
I could have, but I won't be here on the 4th of July. I'll be in Canada.
Oh, that's cool. Celebrating up in Canada. Just for a vacation or for business?
I got a house up there.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Not snowboarding in the summertime. What do you guys do up there? Just any fishing, camping?
Fish.
Awesome.
Fish.
Very cool. My dad's driving up to Alaska in a couple weeks. He'll be there for like 6 weeks.
Alaska's great. Have you been to Alaska?
I went for Christmas 1 year, and that wasn't, you know, that great. Being a California girl. Yeah.
I went up in June about 6 or 7 years ago, and I had a fantastic time. Pan for gold. It's great.
Was the salmon running then?
Yeah. My brother caught a king salmon.
Awesome. Yeah.
And my wife and I panned for gold, and we still have it. We have a little jar of gold.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. My husband's actually from there, but we haven't been up in the summer together, so...
I've got a friend of mine from high school that's up there right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. I want to go up
yep,
in summer.
Sure is.
Big time. Well, have fun in Canada. I will call you when you get back, see how you're doing.
All right.
All right.
And if you have a chance to go up there and pan for gold.
I will. I'll have to do that sometime.
It's great fun, I'm telling you. Cold. Really cold.
I believe it. Yep.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.